for you now, going into fourth year, what do you try to get out of the next month?
Excuse me, I'm a little heated today. The biggest thing I'm trying to get out of these next couple months mostly is out of this team, because I understand that right now we're making the team. It's not going to be when we go into training camp and we say, okay, now let's turn it on. We are going to decide where this team go and the mentality of this team right now.
You know, you fit along those lines. You last year could have beaten Houston, did beat Tennessee,
right.
Could have beaten Indianapolis at the end of the year.
Right.
Are you further along in that process than maybe people think?
Honestly, and that's why I said I'm heated, not because the sun, not because the weather. It's just because where we at as a team. With the players that we have, I just think as a team we should be further than we are. As players, we gotta do our part in the sense of it's not scheme, none of that. It's what do we want? What's our mentality going to be?
Did you bring that up to any of your teammates out there today?
At the end, I said something to the defense about it, and that's where it got to start at, because defense win championships.
How are Miles and Paws doing in their new spots?
They're growing, both, because it's new for Paws to be out there on the edge and to take a lesser role than he's ever taken in his career. And then it's also new for Miles just taking it on because of the sense of he's taking on a bigger role than he's ever taken on in his career, being an NFL Mike linebacker. So both of those guys are just trying to adjust and grow, and that's all they can do. But just got to do it at a faster pace, obviously.
When you see Miles get up to speed, either mm-hmm. a couple of weeks or in camp, what can his athleticism bring to that middle linebacker position?
Well, I don't want to say athleticism in the next couple of weeks to change anything, because that's something that we were just talking about in our that's a quote that we've been saying to one another, that you know, hard work beats talent any day. So just because he's talented and athletic doesn't mean he's going to go out there and be, you know, what everybody think he's going to be. He has to continue to put in the work, and that's what we're seeing him do, though. Put in the work, continue to want to learn from Puzz, want to learn from myself, and continue to grow.
Where's the team behind? You said you should be further along.
Right.
Yeah, what area?
Just our mentality. The mindset of this team, things that we should be using to beat opponents are still beating us.
I'll
just leave it right there.
Is it an intensity thing, too?
Again, I'll just leave it right there.
How tough is it when you're trying to build cohesiveness with that 11 on defense when you don't have your two safeties out there?
It's tough because you – again, in order to see where a guy's going to be, you need to go in that fight with him. And a lot of people say, well, you'll see that in game time. But, you know, that's fun. That's on the playground, and so to speak. Right now, you need to know where he's going to be at in the classroom. And when we've been in the classroom 3 hours and everybody wants to go outside and play, that's the kind of guys that we need to see right now that can put in and lock in for those 3 hours.
How's the new staff establishing accountability with you guys?
They're doing a great job, but again, they can only do so much. I like the analogy of they're just the wardens of the prison, but we are the officers in the prison that run the day to day. They just oversee what's going on, and we have to take the things that we go through in the locker room outside this building, and we have to grow and come together, and we have to do that at a faster pace at this point.
Telvin, do you appreciate Doug Marone's brutal honesty about where things stand with
most Doug? Definitely. I think that's something that, in a sense, and it still needs to grow. But I think that's something that definitely is appreciated and needed, and most definitely needed.
Do you think there are guys, without naming names, that are struggling with hearing that kind of stuff for the first time?
I think there will always be. Anytime you have a group of so many guys, so many men, and what we like to call ourselves, dominant men, under one roof, you're going to have that. But that's where you have to know who you are and know what the bigger plan is and where we're trying to go.
What can Calais Campbell bring to this defense, leadership-wise and also ability-wise?
He brings that he's been here for a while. He's been in games. He's been to the playoffs. So he brings that mindset. But at the same time, I always like to like to say, when you say bringing guys and doing that, it's still a culture here that has to be broken before one can be created.
So can a standard be set with no pads on?
It definitely can. In the way you run, in the way you think, in the little things, in the way you listen to all the little rules of keeping your helmet on and things like that. It just tell you where you want to be and where you want to go if you want to do them.
Is Paz and Miles learning the position, still kind of feeling their way? That dumps a lot more on your shoulders, doesn't it, a little bit?
I wouldn't say it just dumps a lot more on my shoulder. I would just say that it makes me, in a sense, talk more, because things that I knew Paz would say, you know, that I relied on him to say, and then things he knew I would say, now I'm having to learn what Miles is going to say, what are things that he knows right off the bat, and things that I know right off the bat. And that's how we gel out there. And that's what made me and Paz play so well together in this league, that a lot of times I could just look at him, and he'll tell me something because he knew I didn't know. Or I could look at him during the play and yell something, and he'll know to play this or play that. So I think that in itself is what me and Miles must learn.
That's going to take a while, though, right?
It took me and Puzz, what, two years and a couple games. So it definitely takes time, and we're going to go through ups and downs. That's what I said. Just because, you know, he's a great athlete. Don't get me wrong by far, but just the understanding of the games and situations is going to be different in practice than in the game when the bullets are flying.
Last one.
What are you guys doing well right now?
What are we doing well? I say, as a team, we are wanting to play well, and that's something that's, I think, every team is doing, you know. So that's nothing, but that's what we're doing well. It's guys that's accepting the system and wanting to be a part of it and wanting to grow in it. But again, every team is doing that, or at least the great ones are. So that's not enough.
So the want to is there, the execution is that.
I would say we're still working on the execution part.